The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking a part of your Sunday to join us. I appreciate this. Without you being there, I couldn't be here. Thank you very much for being a part of it. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. And it's a beautiful Sunday here in Southern Ontario where we live, little town of Ajax. So everybody's been having a fantastic time with our temperature the last couple of days, and good for us. We deserve it. We're going to step out now and sort of get some fresh air and exercise and take care of our lives, because finally the weather is getting better for us. So let's appreciate that. And as far as the COVID is concerned, we don't know where we stand with that. The doors are opening slowly again for us, but every day we're hearing something new. You're not open, you're open, you shouldn't open, you're limited, you're restricted to some, you can have this many, you can't. It's just really confusing, and it's driving everybody bonkers. Hang in there. This too shall pass. Welcome to the show. I want to thank all my old-time listeners and my new listeners. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for being here. Thank you from all around the world, wherever you sit today or stand or drive or whatever you're doing and you're hearing the show. Thank you for participating. Without you, I said I couldn't be here, and I like the fact that you're there, and I hope that you walk away from this with a bit of information that you could take along with you. We are here. We're hoping to raise you to a higher level of consciousness and for you to wake up. Just wake up and live and learn your true potential. Learn how it is to live life without restriction. Learn that you are limited and the body is not you. Learn how to get the best out of this life as the sun shines. And we live this every single day. We want you to live it to the best of your ability, for you to reach up and find your purpose, for you to have a better way, a greater way to look at life, for you to understand that you are limitless. You are limitless. You are not the body. The body is the vehicles that carry you around. And when you get to a certain point, you have to put it down and get another one. Now, I realize, and I just learned recently, that we don't leave here. We don't actually die. It's called rebirth. Once this body is too old to carry on, it's diseased, or just slower, and everything is shutting down, because everything has a shelf life. everything has a shelf life. No time, because time doesn't exist. We made that up. So we don't leave here. So there's not going to any heaven or the HE double hockey stick place that we were told growing up. You are constantly here. You're a constant. You belong here. You're part of this existence, and you are equal to everyone. There is not a greater you or a lesser you. You are just a part of it. If you don't believe me, go to the ocean and scoop up 2 cups of water and see the differences between the two, providing the shape is different and the cup is different. However, it is still the same. The consistency of it remains. That's who you are. You're consistent. You don't leave here. You change the suit you wear, much like you change the clothes, everything that you have, but you remain here. And we think we're going to die. We're not. We're just going to lay down the body, and we're going to get a new one, and we're going to continue. And you get to choose which one you want. Last year or last life, it might have been the female body that's black, and this year is going to be the male body that's Asian. And however it is, you pick your own, and you get to live to your full potential, and you want to learn how to do all this. And well, it happens naturally, but you want to capitalize on the ability to create or to change or to live that fantastic life that you want. The way to do it is to connect to your spirituality, connect to the guiding force that guides us, connect to the ones that leads us to the path of righteousness, connect and learn who you are. Wake up. Wake up. You need to know who you are. You are not to walk through this life with both eyes closed and hands tied behind your back. That is not your purpose. You did not sign up for that. You did not sign up to have people tell you how to do it, how to live. The messages that's been given to you and will be passed down, relayed to you, is directly to you. And it's different than everybody else's because of the purpose that you serve and the reason that you've come into this life. If you're coming in to play music, then you're going to have that ear that takes you towards that. It's going to be digging a ditch or climbing the cliffs or, you know, just being a good mom or a good dad. Your message is going to be different. Your connection is going to be different. Your spiritual guide is going to tell you what you need to know. And these are things that you choose. Nobody will give you a blanket statement, should not give you a blanket statement of how life should be. What everyone should be doing is asking you to tap into your own source, to connect to your own spirituality, to connect to your own guide, to connect to the information that was designed for you, by you, and for you to learn that you are absolutely limitless. You can create all you want. Find your desire, tap into it. The resistance that's played in front of you, find the weak point, because all the resistance has a weak point. However, I'd like to say, without the resistance, how would you know how strong you are? How would you know what you can take on? How would you know what you can endure? How would you know what it's like to be a strong person? The resistance is designed to make you stronger. If the trees that are growing out in the forest didn't have the resistance of the wind, the first hurricane that comes by would knock them down. But as soon as they're popped out of the ground, the breeze is pushing them around and they develop a trunk or roots strong enough to sustain whatever it is that comes their way. And they put up with it. The weeping willow will move like all you can imagine in every direction just to survive. The mighty oak that plays the big, strong, bad tree, they often fall over. However, you do have a form of resistance, and it's absolutely necessary for you to have it. And if without it, you'll find your journey restricted. Because when you encounter something that's not going your way, you won't know how to deal with it. Embrace the resistance. It is teaching you something. It is teaching you how to be strong. It is teaching you how to stand up and do what is necessary to exist here. Because you need to. You're here. We don't leave here. We're always here. We're here sometimes without a body in the spiritual world, but it doesn't mean that you go away. You're just exchanging it. It's time to get rid of it, like you did the last car you had that is not serving you anymore. And now you've purchased a new one and you're going to move on, or a better one. I don't know. Another one, maybe a bigger one. I'm not sure. However, you're always here. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying part of the show. For those who've always listened and people who are joining in to be new listeners, we appreciate you. We're looking at the map and we're seeing that people from all around the world are gathering in and they're tuning in, and we're getting more listeners from everywhere, every week. Thank you for being a part of that. I want to say to everybody, old listeners, new listeners, and potential listeners, welcome. Welcome home. You have found it. You have found what you're looking for. If you weren't searching, you wouldn't be able to hear this. Congratulations, you've found the door that's going to lead you to a better life, to a richer way of looking at life, to a better you, to a happier you, to a more consistent you, and more importantly, to a you that realize that you are the entity that exists on this planet, and you are the same as everybody else, and your piece of the pie is the same size that everybody else has gotten, with all the same ingredients. Welcome, everybody, and welcome to the Barrington Show. We thank you for being here. I have a book. It's called Awaken and Ascension Guide by Barrington. Please pick it up and read it. I think it's a good read. It's a good guide. It follows you through life, and it gives you pointers as where to turn and where not to turn. This book is available to you at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. If you want some more information, or you may have missed some of the shows that we've done in the past, you can check them out at the website at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. A lot of the information is there for you. And if there's anything further that you request, please call our show, or email the show, or send a direct email to the webpage. Thank you. And I really hope you check it out and enjoy the book.
And I'd like to just say something for the folks out there listening. This is Gary, the producer of The Barrington Show. Barrington's book is amazing. I'm not just saying that. Barrington was so, so generous to give me a book as a gift, a wonderful, wonderful book. I read the entire book in one evening. I just couldn't put it down. And it's 197 pages, something like that, give or take. It's an easy read, but a fantastic read. And does it talk about stuff in everything in your life, from the soul to healing energies during meditation to Mother Nature? I mean, shaping our lives. There's so many great, great paragraphs and topics about your heart, your soul, your spirit. It's an easy read, a wonderful read. I totally, totally urge you to purchase this book. It's amazing. And Barrington, I have one question to yes. you about this. I was very curious. On the cover, which is a fantastic photograph, are those your hands?
Yes, those are my hands. Actually, this was I was working with someone who came up with that idea. Yeah, it's a gift to the world.
And
the image of the on the page is my two hands with the globe of the world in it, and it's a gift to the world. It was given to me to pass on to you, to everybody. Check it out.
Please check it out, folks. It's an, as I say, amazing book, and you know, if you're ever questioning anything in life, this book actually has a lot of the answers right here. Awaken Ascension Guide. It's called Align to Your True Purpose by Barrington. There you go.
Well, thank you very much for that. I really thank you. And it makes my head much bigger hearing all that stuff. I appreciate it. I've given this a lot of thought, and it's been years in the making. I didn't write it overnight. And the information, what I would do when I'm out and about in my everyday thing, and a thought would come to me, which now I realize was a message was coming to me, I would write it down. And at some point in the last couple of years, I actually went through with a friend and sift through it all and put it together, because I realized there's so much information that is available and we're unaware of it. My intent is to share it with everybody. So that's what I do. Well, thank you for that. And do get it. If you're able to pick it up, do pick it up. So I wanted to talk about when we say we're better, we think we're better than someone else. We think we're better as a group, as a religious practice. We say we're better. What is it about us that makes us think we're better? And better how? I was talking to Gary a while ago about me being in the field that I am. I think I know more information about it than he does, but equally, he's in a different field and he knows a lot more about that field than I do. But we cannot say to each other that I'm better than you because I've learned to, you know, I appreciate coffee and somebody else may appreciate tea. Does that make us better? If you're saying to yourself that you're better than someone else, is that just your ignorance or your way of thinking that you don't know the answers to something and you don't have the ability to go out and get that answer? So you just say, I am better. Why are you saying that you're better? Isn't that just arrogance? Can you explain in words how you're better? If you feel you're better, can you answer the question to yourself, never mind getting somebody else involved, are you better? Because I don't know that better is possible. You cannot be better. You're cut from the same cloth. We've come here the same way, and we will leave here the same way. What is it that's within you that makes you feel that you are better than the other person? And in saying all that, if you honestly believed that you were better than that person, wouldn't you try to elevate them? If we're going to look down on another man, our intent is to raise them up. But if we're looking down on them and say we're better than them and we're resisting, we're putting obstacles in their path for them to have more of a difficult journey, it's like us trying to beat up a baby, a grown man trying to fight a baby. That would be the intent. This is the image that you're sending out when you say you're better and then you're using this self-proclaimed betterness to take advantage of someone else. Because nature would have had it that if you were better, which you're not, is to help those to come along, to teach them your ability, your skill, your trade. Teach them what better is, but because it doesn't exist, and you know it doesn't exist, but you could go ahead and tell a lie to yourself and pretend that there is something as better. I see it as arrogance or insecurity or a need to feel superior. What is that need to feel superior? Why do you feel you need to feel superior? What is it that's within you that you want to create this false image of saying, I am superior? What is broken in you that would make you go out of your way to prove that you're superior, which is not possible? Every one of us has encountered a bully along our way in some form or another. Every single one of us. And when you get to know who that bully is, you see his action is coming from a place of insecurity. So he's not better or bigger or stronger. It's actually the opposite. Wake up. Wake up. If this is what you're feeling, wake up and take a good look at yourself. What is it that is making you feel that you're better? Your father told you that? Society's telling you that? Anyone is, your elder, your minister? It's not possible to be better or superior. And if you're thinking that way, something is off. Something along the way is missing. Better does not exist. Have we got any emails?
Yeah, we have a couple of emails. Chase wrote in and he said, the book sounds amazing. I'm going to check it out and purchase one. That's from Chase. Thank you, Chase, for that. We appreciate that. Rose wrote in and said, I'm a new listener from Honolulu, Hawaii. And that's from Rose. Hope you're enjoying your day there. Rose, thank you. Glenn wrote in, great topic today. I know a lot of people who always try to feel that they are superior to us. That just tells me that they actually are inferior in their own mind about life. That's from Glenn. And folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show. Our email address is, if you'd like to write in and communicate with Barrington, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Glenn. Yes, you're absolutely right. And when we're out there bolstering ourselves or bigging up our chest or showing off what we've collected along the journey, which is funny enough because you're going to have to give it back. You can't bring it with you when you give up this life. You have to leave it here. I tend to agree that when we're putting out this energy or extra effort to show that we're superior, it is coming from a place of insecurity. We don't feel confident within ourselves, because if you're very confident and comfortable with who you are very comfortable with who you are, and you don't need to express this to anyone else. If you're a happy person, you don't walk around telling people that you're happy, you just live it. And they will look at you and go, wow, you look happier. You look like you're living something. The same thing is, if the man is very rich, he doesn't tell everybody he's rich. He actually tries hard not to let that information get out there. But it's the one who's doing the very opposite will create this false image of buying the most expensive house or the most expensive cars or the fancy clothes and all these things, trying to prove or convince you of what he knows is not real. The same thing falls true for those who wants to tell you how educated they are. Why would you tell me if I didn't ask? What's your point? What are you getting at? I personally think it's because you know you're a dumbass, so you're going to say you're educated just in case you say something. You're going to, you know, say, well, remember, I said I was smart, so therefore I can slip up. That's fine. But if you don't believe this of yourself, you will try to convince others that this is the situation, which is not the case at all. The salesman who's trying to sell you something, if he believes in it and it's a true product and he knows it's going to benefit your life or benefit you somehow, he won't have to sugarcoat it with like, trust me, honestly, believe me, I swear. Those are all the lines of BS when somebody's trying to put one over on you. Because if it was really good, he'll say, yeah, you know what? It's really good. And just leave it there. And for you to experience it. So going back to what Glenn is saying about the persons who's talking about being superior, yes, that request is coming from a place of inferior or fear. And it's what you feel. So you put on this image to create something that's not real. It's not possible. And as far as I know, it's not possible to prove something that is impossible. Or that doesn't exist, or is not real. You cannot prove what's not real. You will stop at the point and say, no, I can't prove it. Therefore, it isn't. If you feel it superior to someone, somebody told you a lie somewhere, and you're not living the way you should, because if you can really conclude to the fact that it's just a statement that was made, you'll try different things through life to boost your own confidence. Rose, thank you for that email. You're all the way over in Hawaii. Man, am I jealous. I'd love to be there. I've never been there. Want to go there one day. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for listening. Hope we can catch you on board for you to continue listening. We've talked about many things and many topics. And if you're a new listener, like you've stated, information exists out there for you to tap in to see what we've been talking about for more than a year and a half. So we're here. We're going to be here. My intent is to wake people up. This is a message that was given to me to deliver to others. It's not mine. I didn't create it. Open the channels, tap into your spirituality. You'll get your own set of instructions. You'll get your own messages. And if somebody's trying to tell you what your message should be, they're full of something. Because your message is personal to you, your guide, your purpose of being here. If you had come to be a baker, and you're going to step up and that's what you're going to do, it will make no sense that somebody's trying to give you a hammer. Unless you're making flatbread. Just my joke. Okay, so this is it. And Chase, thank you very much. The book information is real. Gary was talking about it. I've spoken about it many times on the show. This is what is designed for you to take a guidance. to take a path. If you're unwilling or unable to hear what we talk about every day on the show, every week on the show, then you can always have this sitting on your desk somewhere. Cross into it. It will answer a lot of the questions that you have and thought there were no answers to. Because as we know, we said this last week, every question has an answer. And if there wasn't an answer for the question, there wouldn't have been a question. The book will guide you, as it suggests, and gives you a direction to a path. Most of the information that's in the book has come to me through meditation or messages I get from spiritual guide, from being connected. So everything that's in this book, you can achieve it yourself if you tap into your own source of spirituality, if you allow yourself to just open up. Give yourself the willingness to step out and go into free thinking, open-minded, and allow what is naturally yours to come. It's innate. It exists. It's a part of life. No questions. It is free. It's your birthright. It's your entitlement. If you feel entitled, this is the reason why. Because the instructions, and I was just making a comment to a friend of mine before the show started, that when my last son was delivered, I made a joke to the babies, to the doctor, the and says, where's the instruction booklet? Check. There's got to be an instruction booklet. My point is, the instruction booklet, the instructions is available. It is available. The unfortunate thing is it's not written on the blackboard. It's not written in the textbook. It's not written anywhere. It is out there for you to tap into and find that source that's going to deliver the message that you need to find your way through life, the guidance that carries you through life. It's available. Tap into your own spirituality. And I tell people just before you walk into it and jump, go both feet, take your time and take the steps that is required to get you into this, because it's a life-changing experience. You will soon learn who you are. This is the intent. Wake up to this reality. Please wake up. Open your eyes. See that you're probably running through life going backwards and wonder why you're bumping into things. Open your eyes. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. This is what we talk about. This is what we want you to do, is to wake up, tap into your spirituality, set your body on the path that is designed for you. And coincidentally, it was designed, I don't believe in coincidence, it was designed for you, by you. Wake up and open up that door. See a better way. The stress that you carry around, because we all do, the animosity, the anger, maybe frustration, you will figure out how not to invite that into your life. You will figure out that this is unnecessary. I want to add at this point, every word that you've been using, every word that you've used, everything that you've been said, you've said, is written down by you, recorded by you. Every word that you use is recorded in your mind, which means all the words exist in there somewhere. All the ideas exist in there somewhere. The betterment of life exists in there somewhere. All your words that you use are written down by you in the brain. So at any given point from here on in, or back until you are one or two, when you start learning words, that source is still available inside the mind. And if you had an awesome memory, you'll remember most of it. Most of us don't do that because we forget a lot of things. I've been blessed. I do remember very well. I remember a lot of things from as little as 3 years old until today. But all the information that you've talked about, the people that you've talked to, the words that you've been using or have used, they're recorded. Much like the information you put out there on the internet, there is a blueprint of it somewhere. The words that we use through our everyday life is on a blueprint somewhere. So at any given time, you could go back in and try to recall or tap into. You may have forgotten. It doesn't necessarily mean it's gone. When you turn off the computer, the information is not gone. You're just not able to see it, but it still exists. Tap into your spirituality. Tap into what makes you, you. learn who you are. This is what you need to do. Open that door. Step in. Before you do that, you need to get rid of a lot of the information that exists in your cup. You need to refill it, put some out, and bring in the goodness or the better stuff. Because the cup is filled with what we were told to be the truth and your truth. And when you tap into your truth and you find your truth, you'll see it's the same as everybody else's. At this point, you can't find yourself being better or worse. You'll realize that we're all the same. The entity that exists is all one, interconnected. If you studied quantum physics, it'll suggest that we're all a part of each. We're all connected. We're all one. Now, why are you thinking that you're not a good enough one or a better one? Tap into the source. Learn your spirituality. Learn who you are. Open that door. Live that life that you want. Learn how to get rid of fear, because that's the brakes that's slowing us down. We're afraid of everything. We're afraid of change. We're afraid of growth. A lot of people are afraid of success or poverty. What if there was no fear? What if you were to cut that tie? Then all that you will become is I am that I am. The name that your parents call you, or the title that they give you, or the religion they show you, and you know how to act, and how, it's all made up. Without that, if you meet me on the street tomorrow and I says, hey, how are you doing? Who are you? Your answer should be, I am that I am. You can't tell me your name is Louise and you're from Africa and you're a woman. You can, because that's what somebody else has told you. But is that truly who you are? Or is the title that were given to you? And the title that was given to me doesn't identify who I am. The I am part is suggesting that we are all a part of something greater. Collectively, we make the ocean. Individually, we make an ice cube. But if you take a look at it, it's still the same source. You are who you are. You need to know who you are. Wake up. Open your eyes. Take a look around. Embrace life. Let go of the resistance. Or if you're not willing to let it go, find the weak point in the resistance so you can break it down and strengthen each other. Stand up and strengthen each other. Remember, steel will sharpen a steel. Rub yourselves together. Not in the physical sense. There's a whole bunch of lawsuit that can happen because of that. But you are a part of an entity that exists, and you're part of everything. As the universe suggests, we're made from it. Therefore, every bit of ingredients that exist in the universe would have to exist in us. Learn who you are and see how powerful you could be. And if you're telling yourself that you're greater, you're fooling yourself, and you're not allowing yourself to reach to the full potential that you can. Maybe you're just afraid to admit that you are the one that you're hating. Maybe you're just afraid to admit that you're just hating you, because the person or the people or the group that you see in front of you is a reflection. The activity in that person that you see in front of you is a reflection. The quality that you see in that person who you think is not right is a reflection. Somebody had gone ahead and held up a mirror in front of you and said, take a look at this. This is what is being exposed. And you will say, that's not me. But then why is it being brought into your existence? The image that's in the mirror that you're hating or not liking or lesser than you or greater than you is the quality that's within you, you're seeing. So good luck on trying to go out there and trying to correct somebody who's not living their life your way. It's you, because you're connected. You're part of it. It is the you that you're seeing. And you will say, oh, that is definitely not me. Look at the terrible, terrible things that they're doing. Well, source your own mind. Source your own mind. And take a good look at you. before you want to look down on another man. And at that moment, when you realize and you wake up and you accept what is inevitable, you will soon realize the only reason you would look down on another man is because you intend to help him up. Look at you. There is no better. Look at you. Don't be critical. Don't be judgmental. When you see that image in the mirror, that is you. When all the horrible things that's happened, it's the thoughts that you've brought in. And a lot of the times it's the negative things that you're hoping would happen to other people. It just boomerangs and comes back to you. So imagine you get that boomerang thing that they throw around in Australia and you whip it out there. Just wait. It's coming. Just wait. It's coming. And if I were you, I'd be very gentle when you throw it, because whatever force you throw it out there with, it comes back the same. So if you're throwing it out there, please, I tell you, duck. Because it's coming. If you're going to dig a pit for somebody, please dig two. One of them's yours. Yeah. Have we got any other information out
there? We have some emails. Lisa said, I just tuned in a minute or two ago. What is your website? She wants to know your website. Kevin writes in. He says, I find it very, very intriguing that at 3 years old, Barrington, you can remember a lot of things that happened to your life. That's from Kevin. And lastly, let's see here. We have a Howie who writes in. He says, three words only, always a pleasure. There you go. And that's from Howie.
Thank you. Oh, Howie, thank you very much. Always a pleasure. I hope that you're reflected on the show. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it's telling you things that you need to know and you can relate to it. This is what we talk about. This information is given to me and I relay it to you. I get it through meditation. I get it through the connectivity with spirituality. I connect through believing in an easy way through life. Easier way through life, and love is a good path, and hate doesn't exist. You just created it, or somebody told you about it, and you think to, you know, tie yourself to it. We're one. We're moving at the great wave. We're all connected to all that there is. Your source of connectivity is the same as everyone else's, and mine as well. Thank you. I really enjoy the fact that you're enjoying the show, and thank you for being a part of it. You're listening to Barrington and the Barrington Radio Show. So somebody's asking me about the website, and that's Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. The web page is HEAMI. That means I am you, you are me. We're the same. HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com is where you'll get the information. Tap in there. It also leads you to or guides you to finding that book, which I'm strongly urging you to take a good look at it. Take a good look at it. It'll open that door for you. It'll give you an idea. And you won't regret going there. So thank you very much. And Kevin, you were asking me about being able to remember things at 3 years old. All things are possible. Every word that you've used is actually written down and recorded. And I do see myself as a child sitting on my veranda back home and watching my older brothers and other siblings and kids playing and playing along with them. And there's others out there who could remember a lot earlier than that. It's all possible. We forget things because we want to, or we're just not interested. So yes, and I tell stories, I speak to other family members a lot, and I tell stories and talk about very specific, and I remember this, and you said that, and we did this, and we went there. It is just a way of my life. Now, I was a teenager. I worked in a restaurant where I was forced to remember a lot of orders at once, at record speed, and I think that's when I realized that I hadn't forgotten anything growing up. And at this age, I could tell you about pretty much every year of my life and what I was doing. If you practice your memory, it's like any other muscle. It'll bulge out and it will carry you very well. I am not the only one that I know that can remember things from 3 years old or even younger than that. A lot of kids will tell you things about when they were laying in the crib, looking out and watching mom and dad. Your mind's amazing. It could do amazing things. You can. Open that door. Tap into it. Find out. They say we use, 12 to 15% of our brain? Well, I don't know Does that mean that there's an 85% chance that they could be wrong? Great potential. No, they're not wrong. That mush that lies between your ears is an amazing tool. It is an amazing tool. And it does all the things that you see came from the ideas that came through that. We're only using a small portion. I'm not suggesting that you go out there and tap into using 85%. God knows what we'll be able to accomplish then. But because I know we're limitless, everything that you want to accomplish in life is within you. It is within you. I've heard amazing stories of people telling us where they were and how they've changed their thought patterns and where they are. And vice versa. I've seen those who were on top and, you know, something went wrong or something changed and then they end up in another situation, not to say the bottom or not to say else, you know, just elsewhere. It's a change of mind. It's a change of thoughts. It's a change of perception. It's a change of how you see you. And if you are the hunter, the job is to hunt, you will accomplish. If the job is to gather, you will accomplish. If the job is to seek justice, you will accomplish. If the job is to be successful, you will accomplish. If the job is to be the greatest dancer, you will accomplish. But you need to have the desire behind it. Because you're never going to be the greatest dancer sitting on the couch watching TV every night. I'm sorry. But if you're going out there and you're practicing it and you're moving your foot and you're getting the rhythm and you're getting all that is required, all the ingredients that's needed to create that entity that you so desperately want, it is within you. You need to step into yourself and find out and go into the toolbox that you showed up with and get the tools that's required to build that thing that you want. It's there, all the tools. You just need to learn not how to use them, because that set of instruction just seems to be innate. You know, you just pick it up. Oh, this is what I do with that. But you need to identify the fact that you have that toolbox with you, with everything in it that you want. Use the brain, use the source, tap into your spirituality, tap into yourself and find the greater self that's within. And then you'll see the tools that resides in that toolbox. They were yours to begin with. They were there from day one. You need to tap into that source. Spirituality, on your way there, please be humble, be kind, be care to everybody. And I say this to you, and I said it to everybody, please, if it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it is wrong and you're knowingly doing it, stop doing it. Those will change your direction. Those will change your focus. Those will change your ability to understand and appreciate, and then you journey on from then. Eat right, exercise properly, exercise daily. Don't spend all your time exercising. It actually only covers about 29% of our well-being. What is the other 69, I think, is what you feed the body, the food. It's the medicine. Tap into those things, control that, start there. Because if you're going to take care of the machine that drives you around, you need to take care of it properly so you could go a lot further. Without it, we're going to have to lay it down and get a new one and start again. And when you get here, you'll forget what you've had from before and you'll start all over again. And then you continually do this until you figure it out. Your journey, your walk through this life must be completed. And if you had showed up to be the plumber and you missed it because of some misguiding, well, the next time you come back, you're a plumber. Are you going to try it and try it and try it and go through this avenue until you've accomplished? Pay attention. Wake up. Set yourself in the right path. Put yourself in a place where you can create all that you want to. You are limitless. You are limitless. When I tell a lot of people, I speak about it, that you are the God, they argue. There's a bigger God. You're not God. We're just demigods. We're part of God. And I say to them, then if the dog has a puppy, that puppy's also a dog. Give him enough time and he'll take his course. He'll learn how to hunt. He'll learn how to lay on the couch and beg for food. But hey, regardless, he'll learn. And eventually he takes his place. It's inevitable. It's a cycle. It's the journey. Please hear me tell you that you are limitless. The resistance is designed to strengthen you. Don't let it break you. Don't give away your power. Don't give up. Never give up. Consistency is your greatest weapon, because the resistance that's coming towards you is designed to prepare you for where you're going. And without it, you might not be able to handle the tough situations that will occur. There will be a rainstorm someday. There will be a windstorm someday. There'll be something someday, because life happens. Life happens. There'll be something. But this is the moment where you step up and say, oh yeah, been there. Here's how I deal with that. Or it doesn't exist. Don't take it home with you. Don't bring it on. Live free and live well. So if you are a good person and you're doing everything that's right, and things happen to you in your life and you're saying, why is this happening to me? Well, you're at the next level of your test. This is another exam. Straighten up and fly right. Understand that the rain does fall, but it also falls on the just as well as the unjust. It just falls. It's its job. It doesn't hover. It falls. And it will fall on the just as well as on the unjust. Don't take it personal. Rain has nothing to do. Is not vindictive towards you. But you have the ability to realize that it's not a showstopper. It doesn't stop you. It may slow you, resist you, but it doesn't stop you. Don't give up your power. Find the weak link in the resistance and move forth, because it's a tool that you need for your journey. And once you get that tool, good, you're ready to go. Next stage. Next stage. Does it ever end? Well, I don't know. Does a tree ever stop growing? I don't know. I'm not a scientist on that part, but you have to continue your path and let consistency be the greatest weapon you own, the greatest tool. And it's not over until it's over. They put you on a scale and they watch the life leave your body. The weight of the scale will change. Something has left. Okay, at that point, you could say it's over. But you're coming back to do it again. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. This is what you need. I took a long way to answer the question that was asked, how we can, amazingly, how we can remember back to 3 years. I have family members, friends, people I talk with every day. And when I tell them things, they're like, wow, how do you remember that? Well, I don't know how, but I do. And because I'm able to, it proves it's possible. And if you can remember all these things that you've been through in life, you will know definitely not to put your finger in the car door again. Well, at least you should. Or put your hand on the burning stove. You would learn those things. And then you will walk away from it and move on to the next. To something greater. To your limitless life. Tap into your spirituality. Tap into the source that exists for you. Don't be dilly-dallying through the bush. Get on the highway and go for it, because you have that tool as well. All things that exist within you. And it doesn't matter where you are today, where you're sitting today, what you're doing today. If you're locked up and you're wrongfully locked up, you can summons those guides that will make the moves for it to end. And I mean that in any situation. Their job is to get you out of that. You communicate with them through the soul, message to the heart, to the soul, to the top of the head, and you connect with all that there is, and they will move the mountains for you. You have to know that. The Indians used to do this, Native Indians, I don't know if that's politically correct, make it rain. How's that possible? They're not connected to the rain, at least not in your eyes, but you are. And they could do the dance to make it rain. And when I heard that the first time, I would chuckle because I was a kid. But as I got older, I understand, yeah, you do have control over everything. You have that ability. Everyone has that ability. Wake up and get a slice of your own pie. Wake up and live this amazing life that exists out there for you. This is your duty to yourself. And your spiritual guides have a responsibility to relay this information onto you. And you've heard me say this many times. They're always with you. They don't leave you. They're not going anywhere. Just because you're not hearing them or you're not acknowledging them or giving the big five high or, you know, the bump fist, whatever you do, they're there. They're the observer. They listen. They pay attention. And when you're going into that area of danger, they sway you away. They'll give you a phone call to distract you. They'll you know, do something. Because their job is to get that information to you. Allow yourself to open the door to get the information that is required. Then you become limitless. No, then you actually acknowledge the fact that you're limitless. You're already limitless because you're alive, because you're part of this. You're already that way. All that is missing is for you to wake up and open your eyes and realize it's a process. It takes some time. You're here and you're hearing this information. I'm speaking to you. I'm connected to you. You're connected to me. I'm delivering a source that's going to guide you to the path of least resistance. And your journey will begin with the first step, which is hearing it. Now act on it. Open your eyes. Wake up, everybody. This is what we talk about. Wake up. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Reality Show, Barrington on realityradio101.com. It's the Barrington Show. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us and listening. I want to say a special thanks to all the new listeners. I really appreciate you tuning in, and I'm not forgetting the old-time listeners who's been supporting this show for the longest time. Welcome. I love the fact that you're there and the fact that you're willing to listen and you want to journey on this path. Thank you very much for joining us. And I say this all the time. Welcome home. You have found the source. You are at the pond. Get out the rod, throw it in there, start fishing and catch what you can, because everything that you desire resides within that pond that you've now stumbled upon. It's there. Go to town. It's your purpose. Find your purpose. It's your obligation. Wake up, everybody. Awaken an Ascension Guide is the book. It aligns you to your true purpose. We've talked about that today. Amazon.com, Amazon.ca. It's by Barrington. And thank you very much for being a part of it. Or you could go to the webpage, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Check it out. Good information there for you. And if you can, if you know somebody and you've read this book and you appreciate it, do pass it on to someone else and let them love it. I'm not going to tell them to go buy their own. Just pass on the information. It's all here for sharing. It was given to me, so I'm giving it to you. Please enjoy. Have we got anything else?
We have two emails. Troy wrote in, and this is funny. Troy said, hello, Barrington. I had an appointment to go to today, but I was so intrigued with your show that I called the person I was supposed to meet and told him I was going to be delayed because I didn't want to miss a thing you say. That's from Troy. Thank you, Troy, very much. We appreciate that. Sam writes in and says, just saying hello to you today from New York City. And that's from Sam. And back to you.
Hello, Sam. How you doing? Thank you for joining in. I actually have a new friend over there in New York City who's listening as well. Thank you for joining us, Ravi. I appreciate that. Sam, thank you for taking the time to send us the email. I hope you love what you're hearing. And do come back. Do come back. We're here all the time. Troy, it is kind of funny. And this is, you know, I appreciate you wanting to do that. I'm not going to, you know, help you aid and bed you canceling your appointment, because I don't know what that appointment was, but it is funny that you wanted to do that. I appreciate it because it's given me the compliment that I appreciate, and passing this on to everybody else who's listening all around the world. Yes, I say these things that people are drawn to it. It's information that I get and I pass it on to you. Troy, you can tap into, and everybody else all around the world, you can tap into this as well. And the source exists for you. Troy, let me just say this for the next appointment. All the shows that we do, we make recordings of it and we post them on the webpage. So maybe if you had to miss an appointment today, you could pick up the show tomorrow or any day later on this afternoon on the email, the website, and it'll be there for you so you can catch the show. But I know what it's like when it's in real time. I get that. In real time, it just sounds a little sweeter. It's, you know, nobody appreciate leftover food the next, you know, they want it fresh. And I get that. But yeah, just in case you get yourself into this situation again, or anybody, the information that we pass on, it's out there somewhere, folks. It's in the book. It's on the webpage. We talk about it. I tend to repeat a lot of the things I say all the time because it's by reputation that I hope that you will hear it. Now, I learned from some marketing guru many years ago, you've got to see or hear things 13 times for it to stick. I don't know if that's absolutely true, but a lot of the companies, they advertise, they use words like for limited time only or time off or stuff like that. And that's what they're trying to say. But for me, I'll tell you, the information is there. HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. If you've missed a show, you've missed part of the show or something that's a little confusing, clarified. The shows are identified. The names are there. And this one is entitled Better. Are We Better? So, and all the shows will have their own names eventually. So once you get there, you can figure it out. But yeah, I hope you're not going to be penalized for your plain hooky or tardiness, whatever you want to call it. Folks, thank you again for being a part of the show. Thank you for joining us. I go through this whole explaining things to others or try to tell them. And I would always ask, and I have said to someone before, do you understand? And they pointed out to me that you shouldn't say, do you understand? You should be saying instead, and it actually makes a lot of sense, did I explain it to you clearly enough? Not to look down or not to belittle or not to make you sound as if you're incapable of understanding, but this is what we do. This is the language that we were taught. So we tend to say, do you understand? Well, I've now learned to say, did I explain it properly? And I've always said, I hope you got your answers. So it's not to look down. We're all the same. We're all equal. We're looking at each other at an eye level. So I appreciate that information being given to me. So now I can simply say, if it's a question and I go through it, I won't repeat myself by saying, do you understand? I'm now going to address it by saying, did I explain it to you? Did I explain it well enough for you to get the information from it? So thank you very much for that, Bits, and I had to take it with me because it made me laugh, and I realize it is true. Folks, we're all the same. We're from the same cloth. We don't have the right to look at another person and say that we're better. That we're better. And if that was possible, wouldn't that better person be trying to help? As opposed to resist, to restrict, to block, to oppress, to hold back, to condemn. The responsibility that I know about from nature's laws and nature's way of life is that if you have the upper hand, your duty, your responsibility is to make sure that this information becomes prevalent to your society. You pass it on. You don't beat them over the head with it. And like I said earlier in my example, imagine me wanting to go out there and fight a four-year-old. Oh, they're tough. Okay, say a two-year-old. Oh, no, they're tougher. Well, my point is you don't want to do that. And you shouldn't want to do that. And if you find that you're doing that, then there's something else that's missing. And the root of that something that's missing, in my opinion, is the insecurity that you feel within yourself or the fear that you feel within yourself. We had one emailer who called in to confirm that they understand that. It's your own insecurity that you booster in and you're building up a negative. That means it's tearing you down faster. See another way. Seek another path. Find something that's going to elevate you and elevate everybody. Let's use steel to sharpen steel and don't try to beat somebody over the head because they don't see life the way you see it. We tend to run out there and try to fix somebody who we think have a problem. Well, who made you that doctor? Who made you that leader? Who made you? No, the same person who made you made him. And the role that that person is taking is probably the role he's supposed to take to teach you, to guide you, to give you information. His job is to teach you what not to do. And I've talked about that on many of the shows. So before we go out there and start beating people up, we have to take a good look as to the reason why and be honest with it. Why do we feel the need to stand on somebody else's shoulders and then say we're greater or we're better or we're superior? Why do we want to do that? That's the question. Take a good look in the mirror. Somebody shows up in your life and turn your life upside down and make you miserable. Isn't that just you looking at you? Isn't that just you seeing the activities that you show others? We're going to take it there. We're going to leave it there. And all I'm saying is stay healthy, stay safe, exercise, eat properly, go for a plant-based diet, keep the body at premium, keep the strength that you have. Do not give it away. Learn to stand up, hold your head up, know that you're special, know that you're needed, know that you are great as everybody else, and stand up and take that with you no matter what happens. Nobody deserves to take your strength. And if they're trying to, you need to look at them with a very sympathetic eyes. And if it's possible, offer them a hug. God knows they really need it. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you from all around the world for being a part of the show today. We're coming to an end. We appreciate you being there. Tune in. Troy, you better get to your appointment. But for the rest of everybody else, enjoy your week.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. Right here on Reality Radio 101.